Today, the board of directors with Hillsborough County's transit agency, HART, voted to delay until early next month a decision regarding a proposal to allow a private developer to fund a new transit site that needs to be built by the end of next month to receive state funding. The developer, Atlantic Housing, wants and needs bus service to go to an affordable housing project that will be built on Falkenberg Road near Progress Village in Hillsborough County. Today, HART's director, David Armijo, said that the agency was already considering building a bus route to the area.
It does offer some great opportunities to integrate service into the community, especially as Falkenberg and that area grows. I think having something that could get into that area would be advantageous to HART. Will allow us to not only connect to the 8, but also to Brandonwood Town Center and to, I believe it's our Route 45, 46, I get those confused sometimes, that's just a little bit to the north. So we'd actually make connection to another route within this process. So I think the route offers an opportunity for us. The challenge is, and of course, where we would prefer to go, is to be able to do this route in concert with the development, which is probably 2 years away. The challenge for Atlantic Housing is for us to get this in place by the end of May. So with that,
the project by the developers Atlantic Housing would house 150 units and by law must have a regularly scheduled service from a public transit agency within 0.2 miles of their site by the time they submit their application to the state, which would be on May 26th. Mark Gaudier is a consultant with Atlantic Housing. He said his company could provide funds of up to $50,000 to help with the construction of the new route.
It is so many dollars a month, and what we'd like to do is start right away funding the shuttle month by month so that if we don't get our not successful in getting our funding, we can stop the service.
HART Chair David Armijo was asked by Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner, what would the cost be to the taxpayer in building such a bus stop?
The area does not lend itself too well because there's no sidewalks or curbs. So that would mean we'd have to put landing pads so that the buses would be able to, you know, if there's a wheelchair or something like that, to be able to pick somebody up, drop somebody off. So that would be one of the additional costs. There are no shelters out there. We'd probably look for something along those lines to over a period of time to put some of those things in there. So those are all subsequent costs that would have to be worked into it.
A HART official said it would cost $51,000 to build 18 stops, 9 each way, for a route to the area in question. Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder said it was laudable to help get affordable housing built in the county, but said it wasn't HART's chief priority. But Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner said he felt comfortable about going forward with the plan.
We know that affordable housing is extraordinarily important to our county. And what they are proposing, especially if we look at the limited amount of service until things get running, that's going to pay for those 2 years of service. They're committing that that's going to go forward whether they're funding or not. They're already proposing to pay for this bus stop. And if this is something that we know in the future that we're going to need, okay, maybe we're making an investment beforehand, but still, this is something that can get a project jump-started that we're going to have a route probably in place anyways.
Some information on the project was only presented shortly before the meeting to Armijo, prompting Kevin Beckner's colleague in the County Commission and the HART Board, Rose Ferlita, to speak directly to the project's lead attorney, Vin Marchetti.
At the last minute, we're supposed to look at this and assume that it's an accurate figure. This whole process, this whole discussion is simply about trying to accommodate what you have in terms of requirements for an affordable housing development. Last minute stuff scares me when we really have not been able to dissect it and look at what we're doing. And basically what we're doing is just putting a dummy stop in front of that project so it can comply. You can comply with what you have to comply with affordable housing.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp said he appreciated Ferlita's response, saying he shared those frustrations, but said he thought that the HART Board should seize the initiative by being flexible.
It will accomplish a number of our objectives, which is, quite frankly, affordable housing. And one of the things I recognize, and I appreciate the comment by Commissioner Dingfelder regarding the fact that it's not the number one priority of HART, but that's where government needs to start. We need to start working together. I mean, it is the top priority of our county and city, I believe, to have affordable housing. And this gives us an opportunity to do just that. We learn quickly if the project's successful, it's being funded by the applicant, and then we can just continue service. My sense is if we find that there are excessive costs beyond what's expected, we're going to turn and look at the applicant and ask them to, you know, to at least accept that you either will pick up those costs or we're going to have to stop service.
At that point, Commissioner Ferlita offered a substitute motion to bring back the matter at the board's meeting on May 4th. HART board member Fran Davin said she could support that, albeit not enthusiastically.
I think we're setting a terrible precedent here, a terrible precedent. And I think the whole discussion has shown what a bad precedent this could be.